SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor.
I did get a call for 3216 Princeton Avenue in the 15th for a piece of a plane inside of a dark blue Hyundai.
Philadelphia dispatched via Broadcastify as a medical transport jet carrying a child patient, her mother, and four others has crashed into a Philadelphia neighborhood about 30 seconds after taking off, erupting in a fireball and engulfing several homes and cars in flames. All six people aboard were from Mexico. The child had been treated in Philadelphia for a life-threatening condition and was being transported home to Mexico in the process. The plane crash comes 2 days after the country's deadliest aviation disaster in almost a quarter century in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, the collision between that American Airlines passenger jet and an Army helicopter near Washington on Wednesday that killed 67 people has brought renewed focus on the federal agency charged with investigating aviation disasters. National Transportation Safety Board member Todd Inman says the black box from the helicopter has been recovered.
The Sikorsky, where the CRJ has two separate recorders, the Sikorsky has a combined cockpit voice recorder and digital flight data receipt recorder. It's in one box. I can report to you now, we have recovered the Sikorsky black box.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump has said he will place 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico and 10% tariffs on goods from China effective Saturday. That raises the specter of swift price increases for U.S. consumers like you and I, although Trump suggests he will try to blunt the impact on oil imports. But these tariffs do include things that you and I use pretty much every day. We will keep on top of the breaking news stories as they develop here at SRNnews.com. And, of course, online. I'm Ron Taylor. SRN's Michael Harrington says the Pew Research Center asks the world about religion.
The question is simple. Does religious faith help or hurt society? And the answer is, it helps. Most people in most of the 36 countries surveyed say religion is a good thing for their society. 72% of Americans believe that, as do 78% of the people in Mexico, 91% of those in Kenya. However, less than half of adults living in Western Europe say that religion has been a help to their societies. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Maine's highest court has ruled against a law that removed the statute of limitations for a civil claim about child sex abuse. Lawmakers in the state approved the law in 2021. It was later challenged by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Portland. Lawyers for the diocese told the Maine Supreme Judicial Court during arguments that they felt the removal of time limits was unconstitutional. You're listening to SRN News. One of the Senate's top supporters of Tulsi Gabbard says her nomination as Director of National Intelligence may be in jeopardy. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Josh Hawley says he's worried about the nomination after hearing fellow Republicans respond to Gabbard's answers at confirmation hearings. He told Fox News Gabbard would bring reform to U.S. intelligence, but is clearly paying a price for, quote, telling the truth about the government spying on Americans and about the abuses of FISA. Bob Agnew reporting.
An arrest warrant has been issued for a New York doctor indicted by a Louisiana grand jury for allegedly prescribing an abortion pill online to a pregnant minor. Dr. Margaret Carpenter and her company, Nightingale Medical, and the minor's mother were charged earlier today with criminal abortion by means of a doctor accused of this felony. The case appears to be the first instance of criminal charges against a doctor accused of sending abortion pills to another state. More online at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.